One of the most anticipated AI projects in all of crypto just launched today.
This project is already working with multiple governments. And with a prestigious award from Chainlink, this project is turning heads.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Beanpod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Beanpod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today we have one of the hottest and most anticipated crypto AI projects in the entire industry. One that has already worked and is working with multiple governments around the world. This coin just launched today.
I think this speaks volumes. Already working with governments as a Web3, you know, quote unquote startup. The fact that they're working with two different governments from around the world have received a prestigious award from Chainlink speaks to a project that is solving real-world problems and has real use cases. So the fact that it's launched today, I think it deserves a lot of attention.
100%. This is, you know, there's a lot of AI projects in crypto, and a lot of them are vaporware. A lot of them are like, they're launching their tokens, and then they're like, okay, well, then we're going to build this platform. There's no substance behind them. But what sets this project apart clearly is the fact they're working with multiple governments around the world. They've got some pretty insane partnerships. They've received the prestigious Chainlink Hackathon Award, which not a lot of projects get the opportunity to even be a part of. And it shows you they've done things the right way. Now, when I said this is very hotly anticipated, we've been talking about this project for a while now, for a better part of this year.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have been asking, when launch, when TG? But legitimate projects build the right way. They build the platform first. They get partnerships first. They start generating revenue first. They start working with governments first. And then, and only then, when they've proven that they've built a successful AI business, then they launch the token, right? So I think the wait is over. It's finally here. And today we're talking about the launch of KIP Protocol. KIP is the ticker.
So KIP Protocol makes it so that everybody can contribute and monetize their contribution to AI. When you look at something like BitTensor is, you can contribute, but you need to be one of the subnets. And getting a subnet spot costs a lot of money. I think it's like $2 to $3 million or something like that just to apply. But then you need to hold the spot. And that's all great and fine and dandy, but it could eliminate a lot of really smart individuals out there from actually being able to build within the BitTensor ecosystem. You need a lot of money and all those things. With KIP Protocol, the infrastructure is built and designed so that everybody can contribute. So whether you're collecting data and bringing it onto the protocol, you can be rewarded for it. Mm. Whether you're a developer and doing your contribution, you're rewarded for it. Whether you're a user of the AI protocols and stuff, you can also be rewarded for it. So it's cool that everybody can partake. And I think that's why you're going to see not only the Argentinian government working with KIP Protocol, but they're also going to be making inroads to all of Latin America.
Yeah, 100%. So let's talk about this Argentine thing, because this is one of the coolest partnerships that I've seen out of any project in crypto, let alone if it's AI or not. So we'll get a picture up on the screen here. It shows the CEO of KIP, co-founder Julian, who recently had a one-on-one meeting with the Argentinian President Milei. This guy, he's like kind of like the Argentinian Trump or Elon Musk. Like, he's coming to Argentina with his, you know, quote unquote wacky policies. He's cleaned house in government. He's cleaning up the country. He's getting rid of crime. He's improving the economy. He's making it a lot more efficient. And he's obviously very friendly towards crypto because he's looking for decentralized AI companies to help Argentina and all of Latin America solve their solutions or solve their problems. And I think the fact that KIP Protocol has meeting with this guy to discuss that is huge. And it's not only just Argentina. They're working with the Thailand Institute of Scientific and Technological Research. This is Kip Protocol I'm talking about. That's announced its AI deployment solutions provider. They've officially signed an agreement with Thailand, their largest government research institution. So this strategic collaboration between KIPP and the Thailand Institute of Scientific and Technological Research, they're going to allow the KIPP to leverage their AI tools to optimize the screening and analysis process of stem cell samples, which is all, we always talk about decentralized AI and the healthcare, all the things they can bring to healthcare. So what you're seeing is the government of Thailand saying, look, we want this happening now. Who stepped in? KIPP Protocol.
So clearly, KIPP Protocol has a ton of real-world utility being adopted by two different major governments from around the planet. I think that's why they were the winner of the 2023 Chainlink Hackathon. They are one of only 20 winners from a very competitive marketplace at the time. I think there was 18,000 different projects that all presented. So to be in the top, you know, 0.5% mm-hmm. of projects, and that's super, super, and super impressive.
Yep.
So that's why they're seeing this adoption by the governments. They also have some really interesting partnership.
Yeah, so I already talked about how they're working with Thailand for adoption of healthcare-based AI solutions. And we've talked about, you know, we talk about AI a lot on this show, whether it's healthcare or gaming or whatever. But one of the biggest industries that AI is actually going to disrupt is education. And what has KIPP Protocol done? So KIPP Protocol is the official AI partner of Open Campus. Now, these guys are managing $10 million fund built to run a decentralized AI learning platform on Open Campus. Open Campus, by the way, is a token listed on Binance, so we know it's a large and legitimate crypto project. I think in terms of like how AI can disrupt education is simple. Like, there's so many personalized learning programs that can be powered by AI that'll tailor to each student individually, as opposed to like have one teacher with one teaching style teaching everyone the same way. If you bring in like these AI agents that we always talk about that are personalized towards each student, I think that's a big deal. So when you see KIPP Protocol saying, look, education is one of the ways that KIPP is going to stand out, and they put their money where their mouth is with this partnership with Open Campus, and then when you look at the partnership with the Argentinian government and the partnership with the Thailand government, this is why we said at the start of the episode that this is one of the most legit AI projects out there, because they're actually doing things.
I think that's why I said like the barriers to access is... it's limited, you know, like everybody can gain access to KIPP Protocol and can contribute and can monetize and do it securely and reserve the ownership of their rights within it as mm-hmm. well, within this infrastructure. And that's why we're seeing all these partnerships, and that's why we're seeing so much adoption. Yeah. They've also partnered with Aether. Remember, Aether is one of it's like a GPU processing AI play that we discussed on the show maybe 6 months ago or something mm-hmm. like that. And it is one of the top performing assets out there.
So Animoca Brands.
Animoca Brands, baby. Yep. So with Aether, I actually wanted to highlight this because people are going to want to know, well, what's the token going to do? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if it gets to Aether's valuation, you're looking at a 30x on the price.
I like that.
We've also talked about Grass, another AI play.
Oh, yeah.
Where you could use your unused bandwidth on your computer, and then you're helping to provide data to these AI infrastructure plays.
That one did pretty well.
So if it reaches Grass's valuation, 33x. All right. So we talked about Render, GPU processing, all that. Another AI play, 44x.
Right.
What if it reaches BitTensor's valuation?
Ooh.
We're looking at 120x for KIPP Protocol here.
Interesting.
So just if it can reach even just Aether's market cap, 33x.
What's the valuation at TGE here? That when it launched today, what was it valued at? Like 100 mil or something?
FTV? 100 mil, yeah.
Yeah, 100 mil. It's obviously going to change quickly because these things change fast. But I remember back in the day when we first started talking about KIPP Protocol, there were some rumors and stuff that a lot of these early BitTensor OGs and people were looking at KIPP Protocol. So I wonder if we're going to see if that's the case now that KIPP Protocol has actually launched their token. If we start to see some interest from the Tau community with the new KIPP token, it will be interesting to see. But one thing we know for sure, AI projects are here to stay. I've been vocal on Twitter lately about how I think like we're seeing money is flowing into crypto and they're buying all the old projects that they recognize the names of, right? There's no like industry specific. It's just like buy the Dino coins. When old money or like new retail and institutions, when they start to look for, okay, let's start to get into narrative specific crypto plays, I think AI is just the most natural one. Everyone knows AI is the next big thing in the world. So they're going to start to look at the best and most legitimate AI crypto project in the industry. And when you see an AI project working with governments, I mean, it has to put it at the top of the list, right? That's why KIPP Protocol is a project that we've been supporting since the start. we invested in the private sale, so we're in this one. I think it's got a lot of things going for it. So yeah, keep an eye out for Kip Protocol.
Tokenomics looks strong too. I think 66% or so is designed for the ecosystem growth, mm-hmm. treasury, all that stuff, with the remaining going to the private sale team and advisors. Mm. A relatively small percentage goes to that, to the team and all that stuff. So yeah. That's pretty good. I like that. I like when you see a majority of the tokens are going to the ecosystem.
100%. So hey, look, we are in Kip Protocol. We think this is going to be a long-term winner. Let us know what you think.
Tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.